is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, September 13th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Whenever Paul Strelo is here, it is a great show. We'll talk Clemson football and basketball recruiting coming up. Looking forward to that. Can't wait for that. Looking forward to maybe some football this weekend, maybe some basketball visitors this weekend, maybe, just maybe. In case you have not heard, the Clemson and Georgia Southern game has been moved to noon on Saturday, giving people 3.5 hours of more time to prepare and get back and avoid conditions and things on those lines. We will know now. I think I'm right by saying I hadn't seen anything. I went to bed fairly early last night. We'll know something about the networks. I think it's going to be ESPN2 for those out there wondering. They'll move games around. Miami and Toledo are supposed to be on ESPN2 at noon, but I think they'll move some things around there. We'll let you know all you can there. We know that it will affect the Tiger pregame show because we'll go, obviously, at 6 a.m. rather than at 9:30 a.m. So moving the game up 3.5 hours there. South Carolina and Marshall has been canceled. /postponed. They're still trying to work things out between themselves. That's not out of the – I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll try to find another opponent in South Carolina at another date, either their open date or at the end of the season. Pretty obvious to me that they'll have that December 1st date coming up. There's other games out there that are still being affected and still being moved around. I told you that well, I'm seeing now on here, this is ESPN, or CBS Sports saying that something different. But anyway, we'll get this to you coming up. But it looks like to me that we know now about all the games that have been moved. Yesterday, we told you that Coastal Carolina and Campbell moved their game and they played yesterday afternoon. I think Coastal won that one. I'll check and see. Tonight, Boston College and Wake Forest, they've moved their game up to 5:30. So they're playing. We know that North Carolina, Central Florida is not, that East Carolina, Virginia Tech is not. We know that Ohio and Virginia moved their game to Nashville. We know that West Virginia and NC State, Southern Miss and App State, all those have been postponed. We know that Norfolk State and Liberty have moved their game to December the 1st. That Old Dominion and Charlotte were supposed to play on Saturday. They're moving their game to Thursday, moving their game to tonight. South Carolina Marshall have been postponed. So NFL, the only NFL teams, the Panthers, am I right by saying the Panthers are out of town coming up this weekend? I know the, are they in Atlanta? Yeah, they're in Atlanta, and Atlanta is inside a dome. That won't be a big deal there. The Redskins will be monitoring, but it looks like it's going to go farther west. The hurricane trackers now, latest information at 5 o'clock this morning, 110 miles an hour, downgraded, a little bit disheveled, not quite as a organized in its eye. When you're looking at hurricanes, what I've learned through the years is that you get the two scenarios. One, a well-organized, fast-moving storm. That's where the winds are the biggest issue. When it stalls, when it becomes a little disorganized, that's when the rain becomes more of an issue. The faster it moves through, obviously the winds and the destruction from the winds will be an issue. The slower it moves through the and bounces and things like this, and then that's where you get the rain will be an issue. Here in our part, we are expecting, I think, late Saturday night, early Sunday morning is our first really true signs of it. I think we'll get to what I saw at least before I went to bed last night, 30-mile-an-hour winds and 2 to 6 inches of rain Sunday and Monday, depending. And again, this thing is still one of the hard parts of hurricanes is that it's just so hard to tell because of the unpredictable part. We will get wind. We will get water. The Carolinas will get wind and water. Georgia will get some. Virginia will get some. But we don't know when. We don't know how much. We don't know to what extent as of yet. So if you're obviously on the coast affected by this, you know, thoughts and prayers there. Here and in the Midlands, flooding, obviously, in the state of North Carolina, in the Piedmonts, floodings, in the mountains, mudslides. I mean, there are issues all throughout. Power loss will be an issue. Down power lines, those will certainly be an issue, too. So thoughts, prayers for anybody having to do anything. Traveling, obviously, is an issue. Airports closing in Charleston and Columbia and things on those lines. So all those things are out there. And at this point in time, it looks like Clemson's going to play at noon on Saturday. I like that idea. We'll talk much more about it from a sports standpoint coming up. Other sports things besides the biggest story out there and really in the country right now is Major League Baseball. Boston 10-game lead now. Atlanta 7.5. Both those win last night. Yankees lose last night. We have college football news like A&M's starting wide receiver. Hines out for the season. Not good news there. We talked about the Georgia Tech injury to to Benson, their running back, yesterday. So some of those injuries are starting to come up a little bit. Clemson has a top 10 recruiting class in baseball. We'll give you that just a little bit as well. But the main news, obviously, today will be times, changes, postponements. We'll keep you updated with that here as often as we can. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart. And let's see, some sort of Eskimo situation over there. Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are we doing?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. Happy to be here this morning. Nice little Thursday show we got planned for you. Excited for it. Very excited for it.
I can't wait. What's on tap for segment two?
We're going to talk a little bit about these cancellations and a couple of different scenarios. I have a couple questions that I think you might have an answer for.
Yeah, I hope. I don't know if I'm going to have answers. With hurricanes, it's hard to have answers, but we'll talk certainly as the show goes on about that. What'd you do yesterday, buddy?
What did I do yesterday?
Yeah.
I was at home yesterday. I was not here yesterday, and we had to do some things around the house, and we did some things for wedding planning and all kinds of fun stuff like that.
You know what I did yesterday? I went to my mailbox.
Did you?
Opened it up.
Mm-hmm.
Saved the date.
Mm.
July the 11th.
Nope.
June the 11th.
Nope.
July the 19th.
Nope.
One of those.
No.
I didn't have my glasses on.
Nope.
Great picture, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good picture.
Especially of Kristen.
No, yeah, she looks great. I asked her to crop me out of it, but she decided we should both be in the picture. Yeah,
it's a we thing, not a her thing.
Yeah.
The date is
July the
13th.
13th.
Yeah. I couldn't wait. I had the 11th and the 13th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking forward to that. Watching sports yesterday?
Did I watch any sports yesterday? There wasn't too much on yesterday.
You had a little Coastal Carolina and Campbell College on ESPN3.
Yeah, so I didn't watch that, of course. I understand that Coastal won 58-something, I believe, 58.
I know that they set records for total offense and stuff like this.
58-21, Coastal got the win last night.
Nice.
So that's exciting if you're a Coastal fan.
Nice.
Nice then to try to squeeze that game in and get it in yesterday.
Nice.
Tonight, though, I'll be watching Boston College at Wake. I think that's got potential for a nice little
5:30.
5:30.
Well, happy hour time for you.
5:30 on ESPN.
Yeah.
Be over there at Old Esso watching that tonight.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Am I invited? Or?
Absolutely.
Who are you watching it with?
I'd rather not say.
You and Philpott get together?
No.
Oh, really?
As soon as I say it, you're going to get all fired up.
Oh, I know. You and Graham are having a little millennial party over there.
I will be over there with a couple of friends.
I wasn't invited, man. I just invited myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going now because that sucks, man. I don't want to get invited to anything.
You are more than welcome to come. We'd love to have you there.
No, no, no. I'm not inviting myself.
That's you fine. Can go to that Boston College weight game tonight for as low as $2 a ticket.
Well, you see where Tennessee is offering people, if you're evacuating from the Carolinas, whatever, they're offering you free tickets this weekend.
To go to the Tennessee game?
Yes. Who's Tennessee playing? They played East Tennessee last week.
As if evacuating your home wasn't tough enough.
Right. The real disaster is Tennessee football.
Mm-hmm.
They have UTEP this weekend, so free tickets available there as far as that goes.
Are they struggling to sell tickets up there right now?
I don't know. Well, they got a big, huge stadium, so I don't know. Here's one thing I'll ask you. Do you think there's anybody, and this always crossed my mind whenever you have, like, time changes. We do it in basketball a little bit later sometimes, like, mm-hmm. with nothing else out there. You think anybody shows up at 3:30 on Saturday not knowing the game?
I hope so.
You do?
I hope so.
For that person, you really hope that's the case?
Yeah, because how do you let that happen? How do you possibly let that happen?
Well, what if you're not into social media?
If you're not into social media?
Yeah.
There's been announcements here.
Yeah.
Some
people are, like, just busy, though, man. Like, there's stuff going on.
There was probably an email through IPTE.
Right.
I'm assuming that you go to work between now and Saturday.
Yeah.
And you probably hear it at work, a little water cooler talk at some point.
Maybe. I got you.
So let me tell you again. Clemson's playing at 12 o'clock on Saturday. Don't show up at 3:30. Game be about over. Probably will be over.
Here's what gets me. Now, I played golf yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey. We talked about you playing golf yesterday.
Yeah.
How did you do?
Even Steven.
Ah, come on.
I'm trying. I'm sorry. Here's what gets me. Like, and I play golf with some very, very intelligent guys. Like, these guys are among the smartest people that I know. Retired, very successful businessmen. And, like, they don't know what's going on with the hurricane. Like, I guess they just don't watch it or something. But, like, I said, oh, yeah, we're going to play golf Friday? I don't know, because we have a Friday group, too. And they're like, Friday? No way, man. We're going to be under the hurricane's coming. There's no way. It's like, dude, it's not going to start raining here until Saturday night or Sunday. Oh, really? Like, one of Meredith's friends is saying, oh, well, we're not going to the game now on Saturday. It's just because it's going to be pouring during the game. It's now, again, things change. Let me be very, very clear about this. Things change all the time in life, all day, every day. I get it. But, like, for my Friday friends, Friday afternoon, it's a 5% chance of rain. 5% here. Saturday at the game, now, again, let's just be clear, who knows? But right now they're talking about, like, a 15-20% chance of rain during the game at noon. The winds might be about 20 miles an hour. 15 to 20 miles an hour, maybe 25. And all that can change as hurricane, you know, we have, there's a reason we have hourly updates, Zach, because the thing changes. But I think these people are thinking, oh my God, this is going to be awful. Text right here says, any updates on the grass lots around the stadium? Well, yeah, they're grass and they're dry as a bone right now. And they're going to be dry as a bone Saturday morning. It's not going to rain between now and then. Right? It's not like we had all this rain beforehand.
There's going to be no helicopters out there drying off the fields.
There's no... I mean, again, I don't... Some people hear this and they'll say, oh, my God, Mickey, you're being insensitive. I hate any loss of life or loss of power or loss of property or loss of... And I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that pay attention to what's going on. This thing's going to hit landfall tomorrow morning. And it's going to, we'll have some effects of it here, but, right, we're talking about Sunday here, right? Late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and Monday.
To my knowledge, that is correct.
Right. Now, again, and we're going to get about maybe 2 to 6 inches here. That's a big deal. I'm not trying to diminish that. But people saying, well, we can't believe it. You're going to play Friday? What? Why would you go to the game? It's going to be a hurricane. Well, no, it's going to be, but not at that time, not at noon, the way I see it. I don't know. And people love to argue about this kind of stuff. I don't know.
To argue about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Chris from Easy says, Mickey, we live on the East Coast, remember? Jeez. What's that mean, Chris? I don't blame anybody for not coming to the game. If you live on the coast, I wonder if you're evacuating, why not just enjoy a football game? I don't get that part of it. But if you're on the coast and you're worried about stuff, or if you're elderly, if you got pets, if you have people you don't have a place to stay, I get all that. But as far like here locally, I live 2 miles from the stadium, right? 2.5 miles from the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a fairly nice day, I think. Right? Till the earliest maybe 5 or 6, 7 o'clock, maybe?
Saturday's forecast is high 86, low of 70. Intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds for later in the day. Slight chance of a rain shower. High 86 degrees. Winds northeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, mainly cloudy. Slight chance of a rain shower. Low near 70 and 15 to 25 mile an hour winds.
All right.
So.
Helter skelter.
Sunday, you're going to get rain.
Oh, Sunday and Monday, it ain't going to be good around here.
But
it's not going to be, like, the worst thing ever here. Again, I don't want to sound like it's going to be bad in certain places. I'm not trying to be insensitive to those people. But we'll get into it later. Part of it is the coverage that we create this hysteria, you know, that everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to be killed. Everybody's losing power. Everybody's getting floods, and everybody's getting wind damage, and every power line's going down, you know?
Sure.
I was listening to a political talk show host yesterday who lives in California. He goes, I live here. We have fires all the time. Is it a national story? No, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear. He's in California. He's like, that's great, but it shouldn't be 24-hour coverage of just, oh, my God. He goes, if you live out in Kansas and you got tornadoes all the time, that's what you live with. I don't know, just the hysteria part of it, man. We're out of schools for days and days and days and days and days, and we're just all worried about everything. It's going to be okay, man. We're going to be okay. I promise you that much. Some people won't be. Some people fall off ladders. You know, I sound very insensitive right now, and I'm not. I don't want anybody to get hurt. No property down. I want this thing to turn away and go back out to sea and come back another day. Don't worry about you. You know, you go on. But I'm going, if they play, got to go a couple miles to a football game on Saturday. You know? Just kind of have a good time over there. And then what happens, happens. I'm not going to worry about what happens. What happens, happens. Then we'll deal with it once it gets here.
What?
I bought all my eggs. I bought all my bread, my milk. I'm ready for it, you know? You make fun of us with the winter storms, don't you?
I mean, the winter storms, yeah. That's ridiculous. Because it's like an inch and a half at the most.
Yeah.
This is maybe a little bit different.
Here's the thing. It could be. It very well could be. We don't know. Right? That's one of the things about it. We just don't know. I appreciate people getting online now agreeing with me on this thing. I thought I might be the only person on earth that's not just going to pull my hair out worried about the, oh my God, we'll never be the same ever, ever, ever. No, you know what? We'll get through it. And even if it's Harvey, and even if it's Hugo, and even if it's Andrew, and if it's, you know, we'll pull our boots up, we'll get back together, we'll get the chainsaws out, and we'll get the power back on, and we'll go help people, and we'll be okay.
I need you working a chainsaw.
Huh?
I need you working a chainsaw after
the
storm.
I'm the Charlie Daniels of a chainsaw. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, they're ripping on the old saw.
I am the Charlie Daniels of give me a little a little Poulan, a little McCulloch in there, give me a little.
There it is.
Yeah. Rip that thing up. So after during the break, during segment two, I'm going down to Walmart. I'm going to buy every case of water they have, buying every generator they have, and I'm just going to get ready for hellfire and damnation. Zero Res Greenville.com. These folks are awesome. These folks are amazing. Get in touch with Zero Res. Let them help you. Bottom line is that at Zero Res and Zero Res Greenville, it's powered water. It's insanely clean like new carpets. It's no harsh chemicals, no harsh detergents. Get in touch with them. It's our great friends at Zero Res and Zero Res Greenville.com. Tell them you heard about it here. It's $119 now. You get a free room when you mention my name, Mickey. You're going to love it. Zero Res, Zero Res Greenville.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We will have segment two with Mr. Zach Orr after this.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Dyer Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Hurry in for your choice of our two-piece dinner, two-wing dinner, or one-breast dinner for just $3.99 each. Dinner includes a made-from-scratch biscuit and a fixin'. Just $3.99 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's boat time.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Come to Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday and celebrate the opening of their new location on U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Enjoy free burgers, hot dogs, chips, and more. A bounce house and snow cones for the kids, so bring the family. There will also be free hats, shirts, raffles, and other giveaways at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 6713 U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Get in on all the fun at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday. See you there.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Fall is almost here, so Carolina Lawn and Tractor is helping you gear up for it with John Deere. John Deere has special low-rate financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months on Gator utility vehicles. Save $400 on Gator XUV, the ultimate in outdoor work and fun. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ILoveHendrickHondaEasley.com. That's ILoveHendrickHondaEasley.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, okay, tell us how you really feel.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Guys, there is a time. You don't have these issues yet, Zach. I look at your hair right now, man. Like your hair. You got a great bowl of lettuce over there.
Well, thanks.
I've been noticing your skin, Zach. Your skin is great.
I take cold showers now. It helps.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this. But let me tell you something's coming. It's coming, buddy. It is coming. By the age of 40, 40% of men have issues out there. This is your one-stop source. Hair loss, skin care, any kind of sexual issues you might have, anything along these lines. It's our friends at 4hims.com. They can do this. Now, here's what you've got. You've got no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. You know, it's easy to do. One of the things that happens out here now is that, as guys, we don't really talk about your thinning hair, your any of the issues that might come up to you. And 4hims can help you take care of that, help you perform better, and help you have, you know, better wellness. We've got a great deal for you now. Try 4hims.com. Try this for a month at just $5 right now. You'll get started with just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to visit the doctor or went to a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/Mickey5. That's forhims.com/Mickey5. 4hims.com/Mickey5. Segment two, Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey Plyler. Excellent live read there. You really crushed it. I felt like you were on your game this morning.
Nailed it.
And it was it's really a pleasure to listen to.
Thank you.
So are we at four games, right? Four games have been canceled so far this weekend.
More than that.
Four big games at least, right?
Yeah.
The South Carolina-Marshall game has been canceled as of yesterday.
Right.
UCF and UNC has been postponed. ECU and Virginia Tech and West Virginia and NC State all are not playing this weekend. If there's other big ones that I miss, please, I'm sure you'll flood the text line in a second, and I appreciate you doing so. But those are the ones that come to mind immediately. My question to you, Mickey, my question to you.
I don't like this.
Of those 2, 4, 6, 8 teams, which team in there is hurt the most by not playing a game this weekend? Of West Virginia or NC State, ECU, Virginia Tech, UCF, UNC, South Carolina, and Marshall. What team cannot afford to play a game or to not play a game this weekend?
Now, let's be clear about something.
Mm-hmm.
We'll answer this question on about December the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's still have time to play that first weekend in December. You can, call me crazy. I don't think South Carolina's going to be playing the SEC championship game.
No.
So they can still make up a game, play December the 5th. East Carolina, that could affect them because you have they could be in the ACC championship game, and maybe you don't want to play 10 straight weeks. I just want to buffer this thing first.
Sure.
Life and power and property, all that's much more important than football. We're only talking about it from a sports standpoint now.
Yeah, that's fine.
We've transferred into that.
Okay, we're going to talk sports.
Okay.
Because this is a sports show.
Right. Now, I think Virginia Tech has an awful lot to lose there. You know, this is two straight years that Central Florida loses a game to an ACC team. West Virginia, NC State, it was an opportunity for NC State. South Carolina, there's some talk, and they're going to make it up. South Carolina will play some lower division team and get a win. But
South Carolina might need this to stay bowl eligible.
Yeah, I mean, again, hindsight will tell us this. They have Chattanooga, so they have two division or FCS teams on their schedule. If they reschedule, say, Furman or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which that would hurt them a little bit. But they'll make these exceptions. First of all, we won't have enough 6-6 teams. And I'm not assuming South Carolina's going 6-6. I'm saying if that is the case, then we'll have several of these 6-6 teams that are out there. That they will make exceptions for, saying that because of the weather, because we need teams, and we'll let you allow two FCS wins, something like this. Answer your question? To say, maybe Virginia Tech, that wouldn't have been a great win against East Carolina. But, you know, are they going to play? Let me see when their open date is. See, here's what's saying, man. If you really wanted to do this, if you really wanted to play, you can get these games in. You can move them to certain times and things on these lines. Virginia Tech's open date is October 20th. South Carolina's open date is October 20th. Mm-hmm. You know what? Play each other. Get it done. Schedule the thing in Charlotte. play it in Blacksburg, play it in Columbia. Just play the game.
Sure.
You both have open dates.
Let's make it happen.
Let me ask you something. Now. You really think South Carolina wants some Virginia Tech right now?
No.
When you could go get Grambling or go get Furman or go get, you know, North Carolina A&T or something like that?
No, I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either.
So you're telling me it probably hurts Virginia Tech the most by not playing this week?
I don't know. I mean, again, let's look back at it. I think, you know, West Virginia, that would have been a nice win on the road for them.
It's probably West Virginia. West Virginia probably has the toughest matchup of these matchups this weekend. On the road at NC State. It's a Power 5 opponent that has a little bit of meat to it.
I think they would have won, and I think that would have been a nice win on the road for them.
And it would have been a bit of a resume builder.
Yeah.
And a team that's a middle-of-the-road, top-25 team.
Right.
Probably need every bit of help you can get to try to climb that ladder, don't you?
Yeah. I could say, I mean, same thing for Central Florida, though, right? Now, North Carolina wouldn't have been a great win, but a road win against an ACC school that ranked 18th in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of the four, I could make a legitimate case for all of them. But let's see who they reschedule, and let's see how that works out.
Now, let me ask you this in a purely hypothetical sense.
Yeah.
And this is not reporting any kind of crazy stuff. This is the purest form of hypotheticals. Clemson, let's say they get their game canceled tomorrow or Saturday. Can they afford to A, play those just 11 games, B, somehow lose the game and still get into the playoff?
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the year where your schedule is so particularly weak that you can't afford to lose a game.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Could they afford to lose a game at 12? And then if it's canceled, could they afford to lose a game at 11 and still get in?
Because Clemson's going to beat Georgia Southern no matter what.
Yes.
So you can, I mean, you go ahead and mark it down as a win and give me a token win or whatever. I don't think the bigger effect would be that if you tried to come back and play on October 13th,
mm-hmm.
which is your open date,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to be playing 10 straight weeks. And then if you play a championship game, it's 13 straight weeks.
So, I mean, it's...
I mean, I'm sorry. 11 straight weeks.
You're asking other teams to do the same thing, though, aren't you?
I'm not. Look, to be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
this is going to sound like I'm the worst guy in the world because I don't... To be honest with you, you know what, NC State? You could have gone to Morgantown and played. South Carolina, you could have gone to Marshall and played. If you really wanted to play, Coastal Carolina said, guess what? And I know it's more fans and a bigger deal, but Coastal Carolina says, yeah, we want to play you guys. So we'll come up there and play you guys on a Wednesday. If you want to make it happen, it can happen. Well, it's not fair to see the body, not fair to see, you know, but still, if that's the issue, and it's not the issue. The issue is safety and things on these lines. But if you truly are concerned about games and all that, it could have been done. East Carolina to Virginia Tech, I get a little bit of it. I know we have to be prepared and things on these lines. In the end, we're talking about a Category 2 hurricane that's not going to have any effect. I mean, in Columbia, really, could you play that game at noon on Saturday? You know, maybe. Could you play it at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning? Maybe. People say, we don't play football at 10 o'clock. Well, I'd rather play at 10 o'clock than not play at all. I mean, I hope that we don't come back in this thing and there's thousands of lives that are killed and I have to look like an idiot on Monday saying, oh, man, I'm so sorry that, you know, concerned about playing football games, whatever. It's not the most important thing at all. My point is that if you wanted to play, there are ways to play, and there's ways to play this weekend. There's some talk about South Carolina and Marshall moving a game to Atlanta. That's what Virginia did. Virginia said, hey, we'll go to Nashville and play. We want to play. We need to play. So we're going to go to Nashville. Ohio and Virginia are going to Nashville, Tennessee to play a football game. They want to play. Might not be the best for the fans. Might not be the best for the travel. Might not be, but you know what? Virginia, I'm sure, has some people that they recruited from North Carolina, have fans or family in the state of this or in the path of this hurricane. I get it. But, like, what are you going to do? I mean, I can't stop it. I'm going to go on and just try to live my whole life, and then I'll deal with whatever we deal with and go on, you know? Does that make any sense? I don't sound like a jerk. I do oftentimes because I don't phrase this thing right. I don't want anybody to get hurt. But Clemson football, hear me out, Zach Orr. It's not going to rain here Clemson Saturday till late Saturday afternoon. Play the football game. If you can't come, you can't come. I get it. I'm sorry. We're going to play football at noon.
I thought we made your stance crystal clear in the first segment.
I hope.
All I'm asking you is about strictly football. I'm not asking about the weather at this point. I'm asking football and schedule wise.
Now that they have postponed, I don't know. Let's see who they reschedule is mm-hmm. the point. I would say, here's what I don't want to happen. Don't hand me this excuse in November of, well, my goodness, we had to move the game around. Now we had 10 straight weeks. We're just tired. No, you could have played. Find a way to play. Anyway.
The reason I phrase it to you the way I did about Clemson and specifically, I don't think they can afford to not play a full schedule this year.
Why not?
I don't believe that an 11 or a 10-win Clemson team is going to stack up. Even if it's just one game against Georgia Southern, that 12 would mean so much more to a committee than
I disagree. It's a game against Georgia Southern that Clemson would have won if they canceled the game.
I hear you, but their schedule is bad.
It's bad, but Georgia Southern doesn't make the schedule better.
But and it makes that number nice and round at 12 if you get there.
A committee was going to say this. They were going to win that game anyway. Georgia Southern is a 34-point underdog, whatever it is. They're not going to win that game. And a committee is going to say at the end of the year, Alabama, let's remember this, Alabama lost the last regular season game, didn't win their division, didn't win their conference. But what they said was, this is one of the four best teams in America right now. We think that Alabama is better than Ohio State. So we're going to put Alabama in because we think they're better team.
Yeah.
And so I think that the committee is going to look at Clemson at the end and go, if they think that Clemson is one of the four best teams in the country, whether they play this weekend or not, it's not going to affect what the committee says about the playoffs. And that'd be crazy for them to say that.
We're operating under the assumption that Clemson always seems to find a way to lose one during the season. And the idea that a one-loss Clemson ACC champion is going to be in the playoff has been something that's been true for a couple of years now, correct?
Right. Yes.
I don't know if that's the case this year.
Because you don't play Georgia Southern?
I think you need to have every opportunity to look as good as possible in every single game that you play.
I would disagree with that.
A one-loss Clemson ACC champ? But there's a conversation about them not getting the playoff this year, more so than other years.
But did you say an ACC champ?
Yeah.
How did Alabama get in last year?
I'm just putting it out there.
The narrative that this, or the metrics that these guys are saying right now, is we're going to put the best four teams. And so if Clemson doesn't play, which they're going to, but if Clemson doesn't play, I don't think the Georgia Southern game will say, oh, man, we would have put them in. But
Georgia Southern. You're getting hung up on that. It's not the fact that it's Georgia Southern. It's the fact that you're taking a chance away for them to be in the national spotlight. It's ESPN2 again, right? This is a chance for Clemson to be there, to look great, to have Trevor Lawrence thrown over the place, Kelly Bryant thrown over the place.
Here's where I would agree
with you. Fantastic. Put up 60 points.
Here's where I would agree with you. If they're playing Notre Dame, if they're playing Michigan, if they're playing Southern Cal or Texas, whatever, mm-hmm. that'd be a missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. Clemson's going to play a glorified scrimmage again on Saturday. They had one 2 weeks ago at home. They've got another one coming up at home. So
Mary Poppins U.S.
Right. Yeah. I love that quote, by the way. Yeah. I thought that was great. So I see what you're saying, but let me just give you the result that if that happened the way you presented it happening, I would be extremely disappointed in the committee if they thought that Clemson was one of the four best teams and said, but they only played 11 games this year, so we're not putting them in the playoffs. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we need to take a next break. Love to hear from you. Are your plans changing? I want to hear about your plans. I want to hear about your thoughts on this. If you're not coming, why? If you are coming, why? If you can't come, I saw a very interesting text or something on social media the day. It says, we can't go to the game. My husband's a linesman, and he's got to go down and work power lines. You know what? A hero is going down and helping people on the coast. I think that's great. I know I've got some friends of mine that are in law enforcement, and I'm sure that they're going to be, you know, on call and not sure where they're going to be dispatched to. Whereas, you know, they probably had to, or some of them might have some different plans. Well, now you know what? You're in emergency relief now. So I understand all that. If you're not coming, if you're not going, or if you are going, if you're not going to let it change plans, I want to hear about your plans. Phone call 654-ROAR. Healthcare text line 986-1566. Twitter at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Hey, our numbers matter. University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. I do want to tell you about University Colleges. Here's what I really like about this place is that you're not going in adding this massive on top of your already student loan debt that you've got, because at University Colleges, I'm talking about right now a brand new, I'm looking at it, man, beautiful resort style pool, beautiful clubhouse, beautiful, you know, Wi-Fi including stuff, pet friendly, just nice place, clean, all the amenities that you ever could be ever looking for, and less than $500 a month. Brand new meeting areas, tanning decks, you know, outdoor grilling. You get everything that you're looking for, and you're getting it at less than $500 a month. Find out more. Ingles Crossing, University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Call them at 784-3400, 784-3400. Good people there. We'll take a break. Come back for more after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Thursday night for the Tri-Kennedy High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Powdersville at Walhalla. Pre-game begins at 7 o'clock right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson. 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like new clean. This month, get three rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
If you have any kind of water underneath your home, that's not a good thing. We're talking a little bit different water situation now. Water that turns into mold and mildew. You need to dry your crawl space at your home. Canty Foundation, they're awesome at this. They have a huge staff at Canty. CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Here's the bottom line when I mention the folks at Canty. Trained professionals, great quality products. There's our great friends there that really come in, and they're going to give you a free estimate and show you how they're going to dry your crawl spaces. You're not going to have any more mold. You're not going to have any more mildew. It's going to be dried up and safer, cleaner air for you and your family. It is our great friends at Canty Foundation, C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty can fix it. com. I want to get to a couple of the question we're asking you today is, are you still coming? If so, why? If you're not coming, if so, why not? Or if not, why not? And give us your thoughts on all this. I think everybody has to make their own decision, and everybody's got a different situation. Years ago, Zach, when I was a young man, didn't have a family, and was a fanatical fan. Rain nor sleet nor snow, that wasn't going to stop me. I get it. As I get older, I now understand people have different situations.
Sure.
Elderly. I was watching the game Saturday in Clemson, the first game, and there were two little old ladies that were sitting in front of us, and I'm going to guess they're in their 90s. If they're in their 80s, they didn't age well. They're in their 90s. And people are helping them up these steps, and they can't hardly walk, man. They got walkers, they can't hardly walk. But you know what? They were there. And it was hot. Man, it was extremely hot. I do have one piece of good news for you, Zach. If Clemson does play, and I think they will, and it's not going to rain, we'll have a little cool little breeze coming through. At least it'll be 15, 20 mile an hour winds coming through. So that'll be good, right? It'll be humid because there'll be a lot of moisture in the air. But at least we'll have a little breeze to kind of help out a little bit.
Yeah, breeze.
Hey, man, you got to be a positive poly on this thing. You got to see a little half full, you know? But the point is, like, I understand, man, people have health issues, people have concerns, people have properties, and people have what, you know. I'm not sure what you can do before it hits your house now that, you know, why you wouldn't come. Somebody's going to call and text in today, like the lines person. I get it, man. They got to work now. I get it. But in my head, the way I still think a little bit is like, why would you not come to the game?
Yep.
Meredith's friends yesterday were like, we're not coming to the game. It's going to be pouring. No, it's not going to be pouring. Right now, that could change. Now, we'll get hourly updates. That could change. But it's not going to be pouring on Saturday here during the game at Clemson. And for the most part, depending on how far you have to go and which direction you're going in, it's not going to be pouring on your way home for a large, large majority of people that would normally be coming to the game. So you could be back at your home if you lived in, what time is the game going to end, 3:30?
Probably a little bit earlier because it'll be a quicker game with Georgia Southern.
Okay, let's say it ends at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
You get out. It's going to take you about 3 hours to get back to Columbia. That's 6:30. To be honest with you, 6:30 in Columbia, it's not going to be all that bad. You can, you know, Charlotte, it's not going to be all that bad yet. Atlanta certainly is not going to be bad. If you're coming from Augusta, whatever, you shouldn't be too bad. Now, again, that's what it looks like right now. Things could change. I just keep an eye on it more than anything else. Make sense?
It makes sense.
Johnny writes in on our health care text on 986-1566. This is less of a situational concern regarding weather in Clemson Saturday than the Notre Dame situation a couple years ago. We'll be there. Good job, Johnny. I get that. Yeah, the Notre Dame game, that was different. It was here, it was slow moving, and it dumped for days and days. It's a little bit different where we're going now. Wes in Simpsonville says, I'm coming. But is the Clemson Georgia Southern game not on TV? It will be. We don't know. I hadn't heard the finalized plans yet.
As of now, it's still ESPN2.
It is?
As of now.
So they're moving the Miami Toledo game that's supposed to be on ESPN2.
They're both on ESPN2.
Oh, we got ESPN2 and ESPN Alternative.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll move some things around. We'll get you caught up there. We'll know that before, I'd say we'll know that in the next few hours or in the next day. ESPN's just making their plans. William is in Georgia, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, good morning, William. How you doing?
Good morning, Miggy. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
Obviously, I'm not coming to the game, and that's because I'm not a Clemson fan, but I just wanted to answer that off the get-go.
All right.
But the reason I called is you guys can underestimate Georgia Southern all you want to, but correct me if I'm wrong, aren't they the team that took Nick Saban and his mighty Tide to the wire a few years back, had Nick up there cussing on the microphone? Weren't they the ones that done that? Talking about they running through his line like you know what to a tin horn? Wasn't that them? I mean, I'm just wondering.
Was that Georgia Southern?
That was Georgia Southern's. Because he was talking about it. He said, you know, I believe it was. I mean, I could be wrong.
I think it's a 34.5 point line. So I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to worry about this one a whole lot.
I wouldn't worry too much, but I'm just saying I wouldn't underestimate them either.
Right. So,
Anyway, the real reason I called is I got a question for you.
Right.
You watched the Georgia game, right?
Yes.
Obviously you did because you seen the offensive line.
Right.
The only weakness I see in our secondary at the moment is at number three. I forget his name, but he's the one that muffed a couple of, you know, and then he allowed the touchdown in the end zone. But Baker and LeCount and Reed seem to be dead on doing pretty good. I mean, I just want to see what your opinion is on that, and y'all have a good day, and maybe the weather will let you play your game, sir.
Okay? William, I appreciate it, man. I do appreciate it.
Bye.
I thought Georgia's secondary looked good. It was a lot of dink and dump. I think Speed is the guy that you're talking about. Was that who he was talking about? I thought Baker played well. Reed, LeCount, like you said, those guys played well. Maybe Webb, some of those guys. I thought they played great. And they will continue to play well. Georgia's replacing a lot on defense, but Georgia doesn't have any defensive issues. And Georgia won't have any defensive issues this week against Middle Tennessee State. Hey, they're playing still, right? And they're just an hour and 15 minutes west of us, and the storm's like it's headed that way. So we'll see that. I have a question, Zach. You know, there are people smarter than me out there, right? I have been explained on this school bus situation. My little nieces, it's been sunny and 85 degrees, and they hadn't gone to school since Monday, and they're in Columbia.
I'm sure they're not upset about that.
No, they're not upset about it. They get it. Tyson Campbell, by the way, is a freshman number three. I appreciate the Georgia fan putting that in there. I get they had to have buses for evacuation. But then you sit down in Hilton Head, they call the evacuation off, and people going back. My wife told me this, that USC Buford called a mandatory evacuation. They canceled classes. Some kids flew home. They canceled the evacuation. Now they're saying that if you don't go back to class, it'll be counted against you. They're not excused absences. And kids are trying to get back in from their flights. And the airports in Charleston's closed. And so, they'll have to do something about that. My point is that, like, they overreacted a little bit down there. I get that. Why? Somebody smart enough can explain this. When will we see the first effects of it here, Zach, if you had to say?
Here in Clemson?
Yeah.
Sunday morning, early Sunday morning.
Why are we moving high school football games on a Friday night to a Thursday?
Man, I don't know. You're asking me questions that I just don't have answers.
Somebody smarter than me can tell me that.
Yeah.
I don't know. There is a reason. And these people get paid a lot of money to make very important decisions. But somebody smarter than me can tell me that. And when they tell me that, I'll go, oh, okay, I get it now. But in my current very limited mind, I can't grasp. If you told me that it's going to rain on Sunday and be windy on Sunday, and I've got an outdoor activity on a Friday, I would not move it back to a Thursday, knowing what I know now. But there's a reason why. I don't know, but somebody smarter than me decided that was going to be the case. So alert me if you can do that. Alert me on that one. You okay over there? You're a little worried about the Yankees over there, so you're a little stressed out about it. You know what? The true story, I walk in this morning, and I go, Jackson, man, we got to do something. This is a state of emergency. I was like, what are you talking about? Man, the Yankees only have a one-game lead. Like, you're really worried over there.
Very worried about this.
Hey, my friends over at Katichi, they're not worried. They're a little worried about Sunday, a little bit worried about Monday. But, man, you know what? Today, tomorrow, and Saturday, hey, go by and play some great golf over at Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. Go by and stay the great weekend. If you're if you are evacuated and you're looking for a great place to stay, man, they've got some great accommodations over there. They'd love to host you. Love to have you in and get a little golf in there while you wait. That's really taking advantage of being evacuated. Go play some golf over that way. I have a friend of mine I played with yesterday who said he's going over to getting fitted by Jeff Gotham, taking some lessons from Jeff Gotham. And yeah, I told you I had that body track in, one of the two biggest advancements we've ever seen technology-wise. They've got that new body track in there. You're going to love it. It is our great friends at over at Katechi, CATECHEE.com. When we come back, we have Paul Strelo in an hour. Open phone lines, text and tweets. What are your weekend plans? How has this affected you? What will you do as a result? I'd really love to hear your phone calls more than anything else. We got so many texts to get on our phone line, 654-ROAR. With Zach, I'm